Well. W8FU.
W8Y, good morning.
Good morning.
I believe I heard Phil out there as I was coming down the elevator. Morning, Phil, if you're out there as well.
I am. Good morning. AB8 here. Are you coming to breakfast?
Yes, I will make a special guest appearance and not charge admission.
All right, I'm going to be hitting the road here in a minute. Call from the car. Glad you're coming. All right. Just on the way, I got to stop and feed the car first.
Okay, feed the car, fill it up well. You don't want to drive on an empty stomach, that's for sure. Thank you for the kind words. And, Sean, I'll see you when you get here. I'm sitting in the lobby, so, you know, when you zip up, I'll zip out. W8RCY.
Hey, Don, how am I sounding over here? I'm on my machine now. Is everything okay?
Really not much is wrong. I mean, if you want me to, you really critique it, there's a little bit of a sizzle in the back. But, no, you're solid. I mean, I've never really heard you really sound bad since that machine went up. I know you had some technical issues, but I was always picking you up here on my little HG just fine. I'm holding got my Nagoya antenna on here, and I'm holding it straight up and down. You're sounding just fine. W8SDY.
There was an issue yesterday. I don't understand. It wasn't here yesterday. Around 5 o'clock. Couldn't see it up, couldn't do anything. And then I think something was interfering with it. I can't imagine what.
Well, I wasn't on the radio at about that time of 5 o'clock. I was out having fish dinner and stuff at a local church. But, so I don't know about that. But, I mean, even on my moto, there's moments where my DMR goes out and it's just weird, you know. And, yeah, it doesn't go out for long periods of time. It's just these little blackout sessions. And, it hasn't happened in a while, but I just understand, hey, these things happen, you know. No system is 100% perfect, ever.
Yeah, I just thought something had failed, because I was using it in the morning on the way home morgue, it was death. Then I got in the house, tried it from the house, everything was fine again. So I don't know what was going on. He said it's like something was, like denial of service attacked or something.
Which machine are you referring to, Phil?
Mine.
Was it deaf or was it just not keying up at all?
I could get an occasional key up on it if I held down the mic for quite a while and, you know, I could get something, but, you know, I was only a few miles away from it. I couldn't key it up on both my radios, and thought it was something with my radio maybe, but I tried both radios, couldn't do it, except that then I went inside, had some dinner, sat down at the radio, and grabbed my handheld and keyed up, it was full quieting. So, it was just some weird oddity thing.
Yep, that sounds weird. So, nothing's just jumping out saying, oh, I bet this happened or something. So, I know you're running that 200 controller or whatever it is. I'm not even sure what it is, you know, but I know you're running that one controller. I don't know much about it. And then the All-Star is just hanging off of a port on that. So I really don't know how that could possibly cause that to happen. I know with the RTCMs, if you're running a repeater on one of those, if the RTCM is out, well, even in any All-Star, the node is boogered up, then of course you'd have no repeat. You could, potentially. But, yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is, you know how, you know, various, like, car radios and things send out spurs and, you know, on frequencies we use frequently and stuff like that. Maybe somebody parked a car right near there and it just happened to have a spur right adjacent to it or on that frequency and finally they moved on or something. That's about the only thing I can think of. Head CWF, this is ADAPR, name is Phil.
Good morning, here's to find out if anybody's heading to breakfast this morning.
Nope, just a bunch of nobodies.
Just those chickens.
Sounds like a car I could fit into. Alright. I will see everybody there then. KF8 CWF, stand by.
Okay, I'm not putting a face to the call sign. What was your name?
Brian.
Oh, Brian. Okay. There you go. I got it. Very good. See you there.
CW forever, Brian.
What you doing on FM? I'm just pulling in the petrol station. ABPR.
Calling. Yeah.
Good morning, Jack. Are you on your way to breakfast? Nothing on that last one, Jed.
What are they doing on 13 Mile?
I see red and white flashes up there. I'm not close enough to see exactly what's going on.
All kinds of construction. Looks like they're putting new water pipes down. 13 Mile between I-75 and the Glender. ADAP.
at, Phil.
KF8S Mobile. Dunkin' Donuts.
Sounds like a good thing. We're going to the west side of the state sometime today. Right now I'm picking up the garage a little bit. Not sure if I want to start the smoke and run it out of gas or not. I know I'm sure I'm not going to need it anymore, but it's a matter of ambition. NAKPP.
Fun time. So you're probably visiting family, I'm guessing, like everybody does at holidays.
Yeah, that's where I'm from, over there. My mom's still around, my sister, my brother. One sister moved away. She's in Ohio. But pretty much going to go over there. So I might work a shift on the fire department tonight. So that'll be fun.
Okay. It's kind of nice that you can, like, volunteer and show up. Show up and volunteer, even though you're over on this side of the state most of the time.
Yeah, you get over there, they take all the help they can get, and they're pretty loose with the rules, but, you know, of course, they don't have the money, you know, to do the infrastructure and the large and, you know, the big payroll and all that other stuff that happens over here. It's just not fair. So any help they get, they're appreciative of us. Then they have this role thing that they move you over to honorary status when you're not there, and when you're in town, they move you back. So it's pretty good. I mean, it's good. And, you know, I know all of these guys. I grew up with all of them, you know. It's kind of like I think I was the only one that left that town. Probably get slapped for saying this. It's almost a cult.
Yeah, so I never knew. So is most of the calls for, like, the fire department, are they usually just, like, paramedic stuff, or do you get more fire stuff than paramedic stuff?
That's kind of the difference between East and West. Over there, they don't run medical. I mean, they'll run JAWS calls, and they'll go up, they need help to lift this and something else like that. But over there, the hospital owns the ambulance service, and they have all their own paramedics and everything else like that. So it's kind of like what it is in Chesterfield, New Baltimore, sort of. They don't chase it unless, you know, if they're called, they're right there. Don't get me wrong. I mean, that's not a problem. Or if they're needed, you know. But basically, it's kind of really old school.
rural Michigan areas where that, you know, that's kind of like the way it goes. You get over here, yeah, it's a combination of everything, which it should be. A lot more people, a lot more money, you know what I'm saying, and people just demand more, which I would expect. So it's, I guess it all depends where you live. You know, politically, it gets sticky. I really don't have a view on the political part of it. I kind of see both sides of it, and I understand both sides of it. So that's kind of how it works. NKPP.
Okay. Yeah, I never, haven't been, I'm not in that world, so I don't know. But, yeah, I see a lot of fire trucks go down 23 Mile. You see MedStar, and you see regular fire trucks. They're not the big ones, like the smaller ones.
Yeah, most of the time that's because they call for help. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they know that, you know, because, you know, realistically, you go there, and on a MedStar unit, there's only two guys. Sometimes a guy and a girl, sometimes it's two girls. So, you know, sometimes you need muscle. And so that's the reason why, you know, and it's the same thing over there, you know, they're right there. I mean, they don't say no. They don't, you know what I'm saying. It's, you know, believe it or not, how's this for a cliche, Medic 51, which is what it's called over there. Medic 51 says, send me a fire truck. I mean, boom, it's there. So, you know, it's kind of good. And the same thing happens in the Macomb Township, too. So usually it's, they need muscle.
Yeah, and usually you got the police. There's usually an officer that comes too. I mean, I'm going back to my, when my mom passed, what they needed when that all happened. They had the fire truck, they had the ambulance, and they had the officer. And the officer was the one that called me and kind of knew something was up because he was very vague. He was like, your dad needs somebody here with him. It's like, okay, I'm on my way. But, you know, it's like half an hour away, but... Yeah, so it seems like it's a team effort.
Yeah, it is. And that's the kind of sucky part about being a cop. That's why I could never grow up and be a cop. They always have to do the dirty work, you know? I mean, that's the bad thing about it, you know? If it's a tussle, it's their job. If something bad happens, it's their job. You know what I'm saying? Somebody gets in a fight, it's their job, you know? So that's the days when you're not so happy to be an officer.
Yep. All right, I'll let you get to your, sounds like you're busy there in the garage and stuff. So I'll let you get back to that. I'm about to pull into the drive thru. I got to talk to the people. So I will say 73 for now, and have a safe trip over to the other side. KFAS, I'll listen out.
Very good. Order a low-fat donut. Wink, wink. Talk to you later. NAKPP. I put in for another call sign. I don't know if I'm going to get it. This time there's only two. NXAX. We'll see if I get it.
Very good. That sounds like a good one, so hopefully you get it.
Yeah, it's just me and one other person. So maybe. Of course, the way it's been going for me, I can't win a 50% bet. All right, talk to you later.
W8RCY from W8FU.
Yes, sir. W8RCY.
Yeah, you wrote down that SZ call sign, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I don't know if I saved it. I had to check. All right, well, if you did, just text it over to me. I just wanted to QRZ it, see what it says. Anywho, all right, that's it. I'm home. W8FU.
I know Phil looked it up, QRZ. He's much faster at that stuff than I am. And I'll just double check it, and I will get back to you. I'll send you a text on it. If I don't have it, check with Phil. W8RCY.
FU KF8 DCR.
I think you mean DRC.
Yeah, DRC.
What's going on, Jack?
Well, good morning, Dave. How you doing this morning? We just got off from breakfast, and it was good. There was a lot of people too.
Oh, yeah. Easter, well, yeah, I mean, I guess people are off for Easter and stuff like that. I woke up too late. My wife wasn't home either, so.
Maybe next time. No big deal. I just feel like going, but Brian, he said he's going to go. So I said, okay, I'll come by, no problem.
Well, it's supposed to be 70 today, but I think we're going to get rain coming in. But right now it's nice outside.
Yeah, a little wind blowing. I was with a t-shirt on. It was okay this morning.
Well, today is the Michigan CUSO party. I think it starts at noon. And it goes until midnight. But I checked the bands. 20 meters, so-so. There's a lot of FTA traffic, but I don't see very much voice going on over there, so not sure how this is going to work out.
As you were saying, sometimes 20 meter is hard to find anybody on it, and sometimes a bunch of people there on that 20 meter.
Yeah, I tried going through all the bands, trying to listen to the WWV, you know, and all the different, you know, there's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and I guess 2.5 as well, but, you know, I don't expect the low ones to be listenable during the day, but, yeah, it's pretty bad. I think we had that solar storm, and it still hasn't recovered yet.
I think so. I think that storm, really, it did a job, you know. There's no wave coming. That's what I call a wave.
Yeah, so did you order your 710 yet, or are you still thinking about it?
I'll be honest with you, I ordered it 3 days ago and have not got here. And when I talked to the guy, I said, well, how long is it going to be at that price? He said, till it's 17. So I said, yeah, let me get one and see what happens. So I did have one coming in, but it could be next week.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you didn't purchase it yet, you should wait until Dayton, the week of Dayton. You don't have to go down to Dayton, but usually they have all the sales and specials during that week.
There's going to be a big show in Dayton, Ohio?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be as big as when I remember it, but yeah, it's going to be down in Ohio. I don't know what the week. I thought it was in May. I don't know. I haven't gone in a long, long time, so, but there's a few people that are going. I'm sure you could hitch a ride or something. I'm not going. I'm going to stay in Michigan. Skippity, Ohio.
I'm not going either. You know what? I used to go every year, you know what I mean? And really, in the 80s, I used to go every year. 3-4 times, too, I used to go there. I used to go to Columbus. I used to go to another place. It used to be a big swap shop there. You know, and I used to see everything. And that's how I got that transceiver for that drink.
Yeah, I think the last time I went there was like 1995 or 1996, and you get to see all the new radios at the big three. You know, this was before internet, right? You know, nowadays it's like, oh, it's on YouTube or it's on, you know, they got it all plastered on the web. But before then, you didn't have, you know, for marketing, you would actually have to go, you'd have to get it from magazines or actually see it in person. So I'm curious if the new Yaesu, I think it's called a 1F, it's like a QRP radio, like the 705. I'm curious if that's going to get released around Dayton time or not.
It could be. You never know. You know what, Dave, when I used to go, and I'm not kidding you, that guy had 15 watts. 15 watts, it was for sale for $200. 1,500 watts was for sale $200. I don't see those days anymore.
May 16th through the 18th is Hamvention in Dayton, in Dayton, W8RCY.
May 16th to the 18th. All right, are you going to go, Donald?
I would if I had somebody to go with. I mean, I don't mind renting a car for the weekend and driving, but I don't want to do it by myself. So if I can either rent a car and have somebody join me or vice versa, take along with somebody, I don't know, I might go. I mean, I'm interested to see what's there, but because I've never been to one. I mean, I've heard the stories, but we'll see. I also got an Indy car coming up with the Indy 500, and that's going to take more of my time for anything, so I don't know if I'll make it this year on this kind of a short notice.
And it'll be you.
I didn't hear the station, but go ahead. KFADA.
If there was another station that I may have doubled over when I was responding to your query, I don't know, but... I didn't. If I doubled on somebody, I apologize. W8RCY.
Yeah, I heard you, and then I thought I heard somebody else at the end, so maybe I'm hearing things.
Well, for peace of mind, I heard it too, and I'm older than you, and so my hearing is shot. So if I heard it, you're not losing your mind. And I'll back out and let you and Jack continue on. W-A-R-C-Y.
Yeah, I think I'm about done anyways. I'm using an HT outside. I'm hoping I'm making it into the repeater okay. Go ahead, Jack. I'll listen out. I'm going to try to get my QSO party software thingy working. But go ahead, KFADA.
It sounded good. I heard the station. MF8. That was it. So I don't know. Anyhow, well, Dave, good talking to you. And you take care. We'll talk again anyhow. KF8, DRC.
KF8, DRC, WD8KLL.
WF8, DRC. I don't know. I couldn't get it right away. Go ahead.
Hey, Jack. It's Greg. WD8KLL. Mom's vanity call sign. How you doing today?
Greg, hi. How are you? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Just getting ready to do some running here, get some more supplies for tomorrow's dinner, but just listening to the radio here, so I'd reach out and say hello to you.
Yeah, I got to do a couple of running around, too, before I get home. You got to be a little bit more busy today than yesterday. Then plus, I got to go to church a little bit and come back.
Yeah, roger that. I don't know if you heard on the other side this morning, on the GMRS side, there was quite a bit of, I don't know if you want to call it, the band was open, but you could hear a bunch of garbled up stuff on that side.
No, it was this morning, it was busy, but I don't know what happened now. You can't get on 625, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, this morning it was some kind of stations out way out, starting to sound like a bunch of garbled up mess. But anyways, just wanted to wave my hand and say hello to you this morning. We're getting ready to shove off here and we'll be in the mobile. Good talking with you, Jack. KFATSF. I'm sorry, KFADRC, Detroit Rock City. I can't forget that one. From WDAKLL, we'll be clear.
Hey, Greg, good talking to you and good to hear from you. KFADRC.
Hey, Jack, before you get too far away, just wanted to say hello myself, KD8OSD. I'm Charlie out here in Marysville. I didn't know you were on this band.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I didn't know that you had a ticket. I had no idea, Jack. I just programmed this repeater in a few days ago anyway. And it sounds like it's a pretty good sized link system, but I was surprised to hear you, so I wanted to say hello on a radio that I could actually hear you from.
Yeah, no problem. I don't know where you're at exactly right now. Are you at home?
Yes, sir, right downtown Marysville. And I believe I'm using a Richmond repeater.
You know what? I haven't heard you in a very long time. A little bit over, I would say over 2 weeks, really, from that place in Richmond. I used to hear you every day, but not anymore on the GMRS.
Well, I'm not close enough to hit any one of that system's repeater. And I can hear you sometimes, but I don't want to, you know, key up and everybody's struggling to hear what I'm saying because I'm pretty far away for that one. But I got a clean shot to this Richmond repeater. And I can hear you probably the best I've ever heard you, Jack.
Yeah, no problem. Anyhow, really good to hear you out there. And I think, I don't know if the GMRS is 50, that repeater there in Marysville.
No, there's no GMRS repeater around here. I think the closest one's going to be the Mount Clemens to me, at least in that, you know, that system. But by and large, there's just no repeaters around over here anywhere.
Yeah, you're probably right. Anyhow, what is your cosign again?
Kilo Delta 8 Oscar Sierra Delta. Old salty dog.
I got you. KD8ASD, correct?
OSD. KD8OSD.
Okay, you got it now. Yeah, really good to hear you out here, too, anyhow. You take care and you have a good day. I got to do a couple of things before I go to church. So I will talk to you then. KD8OSD, KF8DRC.
Yep, no problem, Jack. I know you were wanting to get out of there. I just wanted to take a chance to say hello. I was surprised to hear you. Well, we'll talk again now that I got something I can hear you with. You have a great afternoon. KD8OSD 73.
W8FU.
KF8DPZ monitoring.
KE8WOG over here in beautiful hoity-toityville.
Where is hoity-toityville?
Good morning, or afternoon, I guess. It's West Bloomfield.
Oh, I'm not far from you. In fact, I think I might be in West Bloomfield for a short spell here in a minute.
Cool. Well, watch out. There's a lot of crazy people over here.
I count myself amongst them. I'm just getting off at Square Lake here. I'm 75. Got to run this over to Telegraph. Got to go north. So if I'm not in West Bloomfield, I'm skirting along the northern border of it.
I'm in the northeast corner there, and I'm on the West Bloomfield repeater there. And normally you come in loud and clear, just like you're sitting in the porch here with me, but you got a little bit of noise today, and you're a lot closer, so I'm assuming you must be talking to Warren or Mount Clemens, the repeater, I assume?
Yeah, I was over on Warren. I just switched over to West Bloomfield. Is this better?
You almost blew me off the porch.
Roger. Yeah, I carry the 2.6. I mean, I was on low power, and I only got a quarter wave on the roof, so I'm really not prepped for long range in the 2.6, but I can generally carry the 2.6 just about all the way to where I'm going. I forget that I can just twist the knob and be on the West Bloomfield. That'll rock and roll me. I'm here at Square Lake in Woodward right now, so I know the West Bloomfield will cover me now until my destination. Rock solid.
Yeah, are you working today? Hopefully you're playing. You're not working today.
Yeah, no, today's all play. I had breakfast with the boys this morning, as we generally do on Saturdays. Went home for a little bit, and I've got a thing here from runs from 1 to 6, and that's what I'm heading to right now, over there by Gardner Walsh, and that's about all the plans I got for today. I think I might stop at Bucharest Grill on the way home and get myself some chicken shawarma from there. I haven't really decided. It's not my wife's favorite, so I'll have to take that into account, but I got my day planned until the early evening, and then they're probably just cat videos and alcohol.
good, but the food talks got my stomach eating at my backbone there. I'm curious, what town do you guys eat breakfast in?
Warren, Madison Heights border, pretty much 12 mile in DeQuinner. There's a restaurant called the Cozy Cabin, and it's become the mainstay. I know we've tried a couple of alternatives, but everybody just rushes back to that place. And they're accommodating, so. But people start getting there, easily 8 o'clock. Officially, it's 8:30, but everybody's always there and ready to go by 8:30. So, figure 8:15. Let's just call it 8:15. Cozy Cabin, 12 Mile, and DeQuinner in Warren. And it's every Saturday morning.
I'll be darned. I was there once, or maybe twice, I think. Nice place, nice group of people, too.
Been to the get-together? It's kind of three groups of people. You know, there's no real affiliation. Hazel Park's probably the most, the most recognizable core group. There's a lot of their guys show up there, but it's certainly not limited to that. It's got a pretty broad, really, if you're in the radio of any kind, it's, come on down. But if you've been there, then very good. You know what I'm talking about.
That was kind of fun, but it must have been the one, I can't remember if I was there once or twice, but I mostly remember the HP group there, Hazel Park group there when I was there. It was still a whole lot of fun there. Trying to remember, I don't think the food was too awful bad either.
Your standard diner, pretty good. Some things are great, some things are good. You know, it's hard to screw up breakfast, right? But I would say it's as much a Hazel Park get together. It was born of a Hazel Park thing. Hazel Park was meeting in a place in Royal Oak, and that place got shut down. Then they started going to another place, and that place shut down. And this one place we're going to, they had a fire, so they shut down, but they were going to reopen. But that day, we decided we were driving all over town looking for a place, and at that time, I was kind of joining them. And we went to another place, and that place was shut down, and so I said, okay, look, I know a place a mile over here. Let's go. So we went there, and that was the first time we ever went to this place, which is right by my house. And it worked out really, really well. So they found an alternative to the place that burnt and the place that, closed. And, the biggest thing is accommodating a big group. They're accommodating for a big group. So that's the key.
I remember that when they shut down for a little while, had a little fire, and then I think they went to a ram's horn around the corner or something for a few weeks or a month or so till the repairs got taken care of or something like that anyway. My memory's getting worse by the day, I think.
Now, that was when it was at, actually here, at the Cozy Cabin, they shut down for a while, and it went to the Ram's Horn for a bit. I thought they were quite accommodating as well, and so real good. But, hey, I'm getting real close to where I'm going, so I'm going to get off the radio here, pay attention so I don't get lost.
Always a good idea. Have yourself a great day and a safe day, and we'll catch you down the road, KEWOJ.
All righty, we'll talk to you later. Thanks for the riding along. W8FU.
W4FCD, radio test.
Now, there, radio test, you're sounding good.
Copy that. Thanks very much. Just install the mobile in the YL zone. Equinox,
make
sure everything is hooked up correctly.
W4XDD. It's a great signal, but the audio is just a little bit low, but still usable.
Understood. Thanks again. Appreciate the report. 73, sir.
WOJ, this is KDAM. Do you copy, Rick? WOJ, Rick, do you copy? This is KDAM.
Oh, my goodness, how you doing, young man?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you today?
Dumb and ugly as always.
Somehow I had a feeling you were going to say that.
I'm different today. If you hadn't thrown your call out there, I wouldn't have recognized the voice.
Well, I'm talking to you from the home station with 9700.
That's why. I've never heard you on that one. Man, that sounds good. If you don't usually.
Well, we're usually talking at 5 o'clock in the morning on the way to work, and that's a different radio and mobile at that. So, but yeah, you're sounding like you're standing right next to me, sir.
I'm out here on the porch with any tone 878 fooling around trying to get the DMR to work, but not having any success.
Well, I can tell you this much, the UHF portion of it's working just fine.
Fighting on the DMR with this radio for a long time and just kind of settled on it's an analog radio. That's all I use it for anymore. But every once in a while I get ornery and start giving it a try again and then give up.
Yeah, they're not as easy as people think they are. I mean, I struggled for 3 months getting my wood working. And took 3 people to get it up and running, and then it worked for about a year, and then all of a sudden I haven't been able to use it since. But I'm pretty sure I know what the problem is now, is that the password for my Wi-Fi signal isn't connecting with the hotspot.
Okay, I got you. It just seems like I can see stuff going on in some of the DMR repeaters there, and it seems like I could hit them, but I don't seem to be putting out any audio or receiving any audio, so I don't know what the deal is. I got all frustrated. I spent weeks trying to get the thing working, and I finally downloaded some code plugs. I can't remember if it was off the Anytone site or a DMR site for Southeast Michigan. Tried a few of those. Most of them didn't work. And then one did work. I just reset the radio, factory reset, and loaded the code plug, and it worked for a day or two, and then all of a sudden DMR disappeared again. So I guess DMR ain't my thing. Luckily, C4FM Warriors X is quite a bit easier.
Well, there you go. At least you're getting some kind of digital signal out there. And I've been playing FT8 all morning. Hit Australia on 30 meters with about 65 watts, so did pretty good with that. And a couple other contacts, but they're already countries that I've contacted before. Well, even Australia, I've contacted that before too, now that I think about it, but not on 30 meters. Go ahead.
You've been doing FT8 for a long time, I think. You get close to getting most of the countries?
Well, I'm nowhere near it. I've got well over 1,000 contacts that are logged on QRZ. And, you know, for you to earn an award through QRZ, you have to have confirmed contacts, not just a contact. And if you're off more than a minute with your contact, they don't count. So anyway, I've reached 102 countries, of which 75 are confirmed, just so you know. It's KDAM. Go ahead.
Found that out about QRZ the hard way also. I started spending time there and trying to log contacts there. It really didn't take many of them, but I don't have a ham clock and the rest of it, so then I kind of figured out it had to be almost a very precise time frame, and it had to be verified by the other person, apparently, so I gave up on that real quick. Now the next question is, how many telescopes have you got now?
3, and I have a set of binoculars that are designed for looking at the stars as well. So technically 4.
Excellent, but no new ones then. Well, they're all kind of new. They wish me to be. But, yeah, I was seeing this young lady, nice young lady, for a little while. Boy, she was hot stuff. And then all of a sudden it just came to an end. Somebody stole my binoculars.
Made me laugh. Somebody stole your binoculars. Oh, that's funny.
Hear you out here on your base there, Ed. Apparently, nice for you to get a Saturday off. I was listening, tried listening in lately on the for the ride home, but usually Terry's about the only one out there usually.
Well, I've been on a reduced schedule for about a month now, but I think that's going to change next week. Of course, I'll have to wait for next week to get here and find out. But it's been rumored they're going to pick up our hours. But we'll see how that goes. So I've been getting out way early. I'm practically home by 2:30.
Oh, wow, that must be nice. But it used to really tick me off, though, when I lived in Lapeer driving all the way down there. Man, it wastes my whole day getting down there and back, you know. Let me work some overtime.
Yeah, then you got all the wear and tear on your vehicle, so it's not that good.
So you got any interesting or good video or pictures with your telescope lately?
I do. I took 3 pictures of the moon, not the other day. But this weekend has been nothing but clouds, so I haven't even set the thing up. But in fact, this picture was taken last Friday, I do believe. And I think I have your phone number in my phone address book, but I don't have an email address for you. So if you could send that to me. Don't say it over the radio, but if you can send it to me, I'll get you that picture.
Okay, I can do that, and it's on QRZ also. You of course, you got to log in to see it, but it's on there also. oh, shoot, I forgot what else I was going to say. Yep, old age is getting me.
Give me a second here. I'm going to type in your call sign and look you up.
I was going to ask you about the tracking. I know you got at least one of those that tracks things. Can you track the space station there and look at that thing through the telescope? That would be pretty awesome.
Well, I can track the space station on my geochron. I know exactly where the space station's at, and I know where the Hubble telescope is at, and I know where the Chinese space station is at. But viewing it with a telescope, no. The thing moves way too fast. No way I could keep up with it with a telescope. But what people have done in the past, they've taken video of the sun and or the moon. And as they're videotaping those two objects, the space station travels right through the viewfinder. So, yes, people have got pictures of the space station through that method. Rick?
This sounds very cool. Where there's a will, there's a way, right?
Yes, sir. And I'm looking at your website or your QRZ page right now. I'm not seeing any mention of a email address.
I know it's there. Okay, I'll send it to you. Give me a second. One second, wasn't it?
Okay, I got your email on my phone. That came through. But I do not see it on your webpage.
Yeah, darn. I'll have to wander on over there and check it out, see what's happened. So I was curious, did you finally put together those lowers?
No, sir. Yeah, and it's not in the books to be done. I don't even have the parts to build it, but I still have them.
Cool, I got you. I assumed you had all the goodies and was just waiting around to play with it there. I was going to ask you, when you get around to doing that, let me know. I'd like to wander on by and watch.
Well, it's the same as anybody else's. Nothing different with mine. And I'm looking at your logbook. I see you got Jason in there. I don't see anybody else in there that I know, but yeah. Oh, you even reached Q8. That's pretty cool. England, Australia, yourself, that's cool.
For a while there, I can't remember the name of it. I was using a logging program there, and it made it a whole lot easier to verify stuff on the QRZ, the logging deal. And but I don't know, it didn't last too long. I kind of gave up. I kind of quit on it.
Well, I do know that it's a service that you got to pay for through QRZ, so that's probably part of the reason.
Oh, not bad. I didn't know. Yep, that probably didn't. That probably didn't help at all either. And the logging software was free also. So, I think if I remember right, I had a Dell computer, my first and only Dell computer desktop, and what a piece of junk. It was a gaming machine too. It would lock up, freeze up all the time, and it seemed like I was having all kinds of trouble with that thing. And that was just about the time I started using that logging program. So. I think that's why I ended up just quitting on the whole thing. Got a new laptop. Like you suggested, I got a halfway cheap laptop kind of thing and just started fooling around with that, but never bothered to get back on the logging.
So let me ask you a question. You've got this picture posted on your profile. Is that a pretty accurate picture?
Excuse me. Scary, isn't it? No, I don't have that much hair anymore.
That is you, correct?
Yeah, that's me, yep. Pretty scary, ain't it?
Well, I'm not trying to sound too rude, but it kind of looks like a cross between Einstein and Bigfoot.
There was some actor named, what was his name, Dan Haggerty. He did some Mountain Man Bear series or movies. People told me I looked like him.
Yes, now that you mention it, I can see the idea behind that. And, yeah, he did a show called Grizzly Adams.
That was it. And the pipe fitters I was working with, my crew at the time, used to call me Grizzly A-hole.
Well, my pipe fitters call me worse than that.
Yeah, that was about the cleanest one I could put on the air there.
So, you got any big plans for the summer?
Oh, just getting back up north to a buddy's up there for some fishing. That's about it. But it's getting harder and harder to leave home now. I got some cats I'm taking care of, counting on me kind of thing. So that makes it a little tough. But I think I can get somebody to do the feeding for me for a few days anyway.
Yeah, when you make a commitment like that, you're kind of bound by it, aren't you?
Yes, sir. It's, you know, they count on it kind of thing. And they've, you know, it's been long enough where I'm sure their hunting abilities ain't that awful great anymore. You know, hunting and fishing, all that kind of stuff's a perishable skill. You got to keep with it or you use it or lose it, so to speak. So that's why I try to keep up with the fishing, too. I don't really keep much of it anymore, but I enjoy the heck out of it and want to keep sharp at it, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad. I got four brand new fishing poles, and I haven't even used them yet.
you're killing me. I don't know how people. Man, I get one. I got to get out the next day. Same with guns. Buddies would get a new gun or something, and it'd be a month or two later, and they still haven't used it. And I'm like, man, I usually go from the store right to the range.
That or buy it from a store that has a range.
Yeah, roger that. But a lot of them, they want you to use their ammo kind of thing, which is a real high price. And I've got all of my own, so I don't bother with that kind of thing.
The range I go to, I use my own ammo.
That's good. Then that's not so bad. But I buy a lot of rifles, or I was buying a lot of rifles, and what is it, 25 yards or something in the indoor ranges, and it's kind of like, well, it's just not far enough.
Yeah, but don't they use a smaller target to simulate the distance?
You could do that, usually most of the places that I ran across were, I forgot what it was, $15 for half hour or something like that kind of thing. It was kind of expensive, so I wander over to the state ranges. Cost me $4 for the whole day.
Oh yeah, then you can take your time. I like that idea.
I've got handgun benches and seven to whatever 10 yards or something like that, 15 yards and. And I got 50, 25 yards, 100 yards. Some of them got 200 yard ranges, so it's pretty nice. And you got a DNR guy that's keeping an eye on all the safeties on everything. So I really like that idea.
Good afternoon, KE4ZYQ.
Somehow I had a feeling that if we talked long enough that a man named Joe would poke his head into the conversation. Good afternoon, Joe. How are you doing today? Pick it up and pass it back to Eric.
Oh, I was copying the mail and doing something at the same time, and I figured I'd say good afternoon at least. But I agree about the range time and the money. I don't know what the post-quarters tactical charges now. It's been a while since... But for a half hour or something, I don't know, it's almost about, I don't know, 15, 20, 30 bucks. I can't remember. Over to you, Rick.
That fella, he sneaks right in there all the time. And Joe, you must be on an HT somewhere in the basement or wandering around the house because you're barely making it in. Well, I don't know about David, but you're barely getting in over here.
Yeah, Joe, and you're coming in. We can hear you, but you got some weird noises in the background. And I'm not sure what's causing it, but I'm hearing it. Try it again, Joe.
Well, this is KE4ZYQ. This may be on a different repeater. Maybe this is better, is it?
You are.
I didn't catch if that was better or not. Is this better or not? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes, much better. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, 100% better there, Joe.
KE4ZYQ. I was coming in on a different repeater. They got about 4 links, and I came in on one that sounds clear to me, but apparently it doesn't go out good. So go figure. So, yeah, I just... scanning the bands and picked you guys up, and I, boy, David, you sound different on this repeater than you do the usual. Not bad, just different. Over to you, Rick.
I told him when he logged on here that if he hadn't thrown his call sign out there, I wouldn't have recognized the voice. It sounds great. Well, all his radios sound great, but he sounds like a different person on this one. Of course, this is the first time I heard him on his bass. David, go ahead. T8WOJ.
Yeah, Joe, I'm talking to you on the 9700 with a desk mic, and other than that, I don't know what else I can tell you, other than the fact that I love this radio, and everybody seems to think it sounds pretty good. So, go ahead, Joe. This is K8DAM.
Well, Dave, you sound fine. You sound perfect. Like I said, that radio, that you got full signal, full readable modulation, great quality, but like Rick's saying, if I didn't hear you talk a couple minutes, I'm thinking, who's Rick talking to? Who's he talking? And then I get a little bit of innuendos and little sounds of your words. I could say, oh, that's got to be David. But it's, yeah, all radios don't sound alike, especially if you're on your base as opposed to the usual mobile. So, yeah, I get that. But, yeah, you both sound fine. Over to you, Rick.
Yeah, the 9700, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Terry just buy one of those 6 months ago or a year ago, something like that? He loves it. He loves that radio also. I kind of looked up the specs, and it looks like a real dandy radio. David.
Yeah, I bought it for the satellite and for the 1.2 gig, even though I don't have an antenna for 1.2 gig right now. But and that's going to happen in the future after I retire. But yeah, I use this radio when I'm at home, and obviously I use the 2730 when I'm out, you know, driving to and from work. And then I got the 7300 sitting next to it, and that thing's banging away. And I got the 7200 sitting next to it, and I've been making FC8 contacts all day, and I just made one with a guy named Keith in Pennsylvania on 40 meters. Joe?
Hello, guys. KE4CYQ. I took my ladder line J-pole antenna I used to talk on before I got the Comet GP3 in the attic. I got my ladder line roll-up J-pole antenna, and I put it back in service, hung it from the ceiling on the first floor, got an adapter for a Bofang, so when I'm doing my pedaling exercise therapy, physical therapy, I can listen or talk, because I got a Kenwood external speaker mic that is compatible with the Bofang HT, and I've been putting that on the table and getting it fired up and pedaling away for my 30-minute exercise. And I'll listen to that, you know, for something to do. And I can talk on. I've talked a couple times to Len, 88FK. But it's kind of neat to put something into service like that. I'm glad I kept that J-pole ladder line. Over to you, Rick.
Yeah, that's what I started out with, M9 Tax site there. Got a ladder line from them with a SMA connector on it. And I used to come out on the porch here and hang it from a flower pot hook over here, and we got some arches in the thing there, so I used that for quite a long time. It was a nice little, nice handy little antenna to carry around. I guess you could wander up north and tie a string to it and throw it up around a tree branch there and get it up in the air a little bit. But I stuck it up in the tree over here, and it's been just sitting there for a long time, and the tree trimmers come by. We had to get rid of some dead pines, and it's gone now, so, but no big deal. It was only $28, I think.
Yeah, and when I go portable, like when I go to the park or whatever, not so much for the purpose of POTA or anything like that, but I like to have the radio going, so I have something to listen to when I'm sitting at the park watching the boats go by and stuff like that, but I just throw a wire up in the air, too. Of course, I got a 33-foot carbon fiber mast that weighs about 2 pounds, if that, and gets my signal out there, but that's what I do. Joe?
Yeah, I think I told you, David and Terry and Keith, on the morning crew drive, but I don't know if I told Rick, but about 2-3 weekends ago, when they were doing the all the states POTA, trying to contact all the states, I was turning on my 10-meter Yaesu 991A. I turned on 10 meters and hooked it all up and listened, trying to find somebody. I picked up a guy in the Bahamas. I don't know if Rick heard this. I think you did, Dave. But I got a guy and made a contact, a guy in the Bahamas, call sign and all, and he came back to me pretty good, so I did that. That was pretty neat, especially with an inside HF antenna. Over to you, Rick.
Listening, what was it, last summer, I think, listened to Jim over WA-STX, their net control for the Ann Arbor morning roundtable over there kind of thing, and he was saying that he was going to wander out to a park that was not too far from the house here and do some POTA there. So I jumped on. I said, hey, you mind if I kind of join you there and check it out? And he said, yeah. So I wandered over there. Man, it was cool. It was very cool. He had some kind of spike deal he set in the ground with another long antenna that stuck up in the air there, and he had a nice table. And in a half hour, he made like 35, 40 contacts, something like that, from all over the country there. It was very cool. I was impressed.
You know, I think, you know, personally, POTA, I think it's an awesome idea. It gets people out there on the radio, blah, 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 right? The thing that I find, to me personally, and don't anybody be offended by it, but this is just me. You have the ability with POTA to spot yourself, and you're telling people what frequencies you're going to be on at what time, and I'm like, well, yeah, anybody can do 10 contacts if you do that. I just, I don't know. If you're spot yourself, I think that's cheating, in my opinion. Joe?
Yep, KE4ZYQ in the group. Well, that's why it doesn't interest me to do that, contesting and keeping track of how many people. It's more fun to rag to and talk to people, even if it's a short contact, like I did the 10 meters. We talked a couple of seconds or a few minutes there, a couple of minutes, and I was able to get a confirmation, but I would never want to do that over and over and over and just say, hello, yeah, you're 10-5-9, yeah, okay, goodbye. That doesn't interest me. I mean, for those that it does, that's great. But the one funniest one I ever heard was, I think I told you guys, I don't know, forgive me if I repeat myself, was a guy I heard in Middle Texas talking to a guy on a cruise ship. And he says to him, he says, you're on a cruise ship? I didn't know they allowed radio, ham radios on cruise ship. He says, yeah, they do, because I'm the cruise control or radio communication captain. I can do whatever I want. So I'm here and there talking back and forth and back and forth. That was funny. Over to you, Rick.
I listened to the ships, too. There was a 63-foot, it was supposed, it started out, I guess the design started out as a trawler for fishing, but it never did any fishing. They changed it to a pleasure boat right away. Anyway, it was going up the Detroit River there, up or down, I can't remember which. I think it was going down the river. And so he hopped on one of the local repeaters there, and a fellow from Windsor there was talking to him. And it was very... really interesting. Apparently, he was kind of local, so I think he goes up and down all the time. And from what I understand, a lot of the freight will be going through now. Shipping will start getting more and more, and be a lot more to listen to. KEWOJ, David.
Oh, Rick, the ships have been running for quite a while now, and I watch the ships go through Port Huron and the Sioux Locks during my lunch hour every day. They got ship cams that you can watch, you know, right on your phone. And I was going to say something. Oh, Joe, legally speaking, based on what I remember from my technician class book, if you have permission from the captain, you can transmit from a cruise ship or any other type of ship. And if you're in a commercial airplane, if you have permission from the captain, you can transmit from an airplane. But legally, you got to have permission from the captain. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, that'd be a bummer if you took a radio and tried to do it or wanted to do it, but they wouldn't let you. And they worry about radio interference with their equipment or something, which is understandable depending on how much watts you push. But when they had that guy in that cruise ship going to the Bahamas, talking to a guy, when he came back to him, and he said he was on a ship, and then he said he was on a cruise ship, and the guy, he asked him questions about it, and he came back with the answer why he's able to do it no matter what. And it was funny. I'm sitting here copying the mail laughing. There's a, boy, that's a heck of a contact to listen to. You know. And the other one that was weird was about 2 years ago, a guy skydiving with a portable. He was somewhere in middle Michigan was skydiving, and he came through on one of the frequencies, and I was just listening. I didn't bother to yell because there's too many people talking to him. But he was actually skydiving. That was unreal. Over to you, Rick.
come to think of it, I think I heard that one too. It was quite a while ago. And I talked to a guy who was on a cruise ship. He was using Echolink, though. He was on his cruise ship on his fancy vacation with his wife, and he was spending all his time on Echolink. I said, what are you nuts? Your wife's going to kick you overboard. You better spend some time with her. But I wonder how that works, since Echolink's mostly digital. I don't think it would interfere with much of nothing. But anyway, I thought it was kind of cool that he had the ability to do that right from his phone, you know, wandering around the deck of the boat there. David, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that just do it and don't care. But yeah, there are rules that you're supposed to follow. And I'm sure that your commercial airlines and your, maybe not so much commercial airlines, but I'm sure that the big freighters running up and down the lakes, I'm sure they're monitoring the ham radio frequencies too, just for case for emergency purposes or anything like that. Yeah, it's common. In fact, I know there's a lot of people that'll sit there in Port Huron and they will broadcast to a ship as it goes by, and they will ask for a salute, and sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't. It just depends on what the captain's mood is that day. Joe, go ahead. This is KDAM.
Yep, KE4ZYQ in the group. Yeah, I heard of somebody like that a summer or two ago, sitting on the shoreline, talking, seeing if they're on radio. And he gives out the name of the ship and says, can you give me a salute? And several of them would give them the horn, you know, a honk, and blow their horn going by. That was interesting. You get the name of the ship and where it's going. There's an app where you can look and see what ships are which and what cargo they're carrying, where they're going. But David, I think this is the first time I've ever talked to you on your base unit. So definitely doing good. And it's a first for me, I think. You might be able to refresh my memory, but I don't think I've ever talked to you on the base. Maybe I have. Over to you, Rick.
Yeah, I told him the same thing. I'd never heard him on the base before. And, yeah, the cameras, I used to watch the Sioux Locks there, watching the stuff going through the Sioux Locks and down the St. Mary's. And that was pretty nice. I did check out Port Huron a few times kind of thing. And where was it? Ohio had some gear. They had a huge area where they had feeders for the deer. Man, I never saw so many deer in my life. Huge bucks walking up. They had these kind of troughs, I guess, filled with oats and corn. And you got a lot of them through the winter there. But there's cameras for all kinds. They used to have some underwater cameras you could see along some of the rivers, watching the salmon come in to spawn and different kind of things. It was a blast. But the ones that were in the rivers, I lost track of them right away. One of them disappeared, and there ain't a whole lot of those. But it was very cool watching them underwater. You know, it's usually something you got to just imagine. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. KE8WOJ, Dave.
Well, Joe, put your thinking cap on, because no, this is not the first time you and I have talked with me at the base station. In fact, we've done it a couple of times. The first time we made contact, we actually talked simplex. Do you remember that? Because we were testing to see if we could reach each other by simplex. Joe?
Well, now that you mention it, I faintly remember that now, but that had to be last year sometime, not this year. Sometime last year, and a lot's happened between then and now, in my life at least, that, you know, like a computer, you only got so much hard drive memory and RAM memory, and you kind of delete things that are not that important, and you try to remember things like where I left my reacher to pick up things off the floor. I left it on top of my car after I got groceries. Couldn't figure out where it was till today. I went out there and said, it's got to be on the car. That's the last time I think I had it. And there it was. So there you go. Old age. Welcome to old age when you get there. Over to you, Rick.
How I feel, Joe. Half the time I can't remember what I had for breakfast. David, go ahead.
perfect timing for me then, because I had, you know what, bacon, scrambled eggs, hash browns, and biscuits and gravy. That was my breakfast. Yum. Joe?
Yeah, I can remember what I ate during the day, but if you asked me yesterday what I ate for lunch, I couldn't probably tell you, because once it's gone, it's gone. But, David, I was going to ask you when it comes back around, you got Monday off or just the Friday, Saturday, Sunday? If you got Monday off, that's good. If you get to do whatever, enjoy a three-day or four-day weekend, that's good. But it's good to hear you on the radio. I couldn't help but want to jump in after a while, after you guys talked a while. I got to say hello, and you're on your base, obviously, so I had to say hello to both of you. So over to you, Rick, from KE4ZYQ in the group.
David, you got my stomach doing flips over here. Biscuits and gravy, one of my favorite things in the world. Sausage gravy. maybe I'll try some of that later on. Food for thought. Pun intended. David, go ahead.
Yes, and I had it for breakfast yesterday. And guess what? I'm going to have it for breakfast tomorrow. Yeah, Joe, this is the interesting thing. I've never in my career had Good Friday off. I've always had to work it. And for some reason this year, the company I work for added a holiday. And guess what? They added the Friday after Thanksgiving, too. So I got two extra vacation days this year. Imagine that. And as for Monday, I took a vacation day. So, yeah, I'm on it. No Monday. Joe?
Well, David, as Hubert Humphrey used to say, I'm pleased as punch. I'm happy for you to have some time off. And, you know, it's good practice. So when you do retire one day, you'll know what it kind of feels like before you get there and how much freedom you have and time management or non-time management. Just do what you want, when you want, if you want. That's the glorious thing about being retired. But, yeah, no, that's good. And you mentioned bacon. I thought about you. Every time I see bacon on TV or a commercial or something, I think about you guys and you in particular. They had, it's Tim Hortons or somebody offering now some sort of breakfast sandwich with bacon. And I thought, oh, my gosh, these guys are getting to all these restaurants talking about it now. It cracks me up. Makes me think about people in particular. Over to you, Rick.
Yeah, so you guys going to have a fancy dinner for Easter tomorrow? I really look forward to it. Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, the only good dinners I get, kind of thing. The rest of the year, it's all out of cans or out of the freezer and right into the microwave. Plastic paper plates and plastic silverware. KEAWJ. David, go ahead.
You caught me with a mouthful of potato chips. Ain't nothing wrong with paper plates and plastic silverware. Use it all the time. Easier to throw it away than it is to do dishes every day. Bad enough the way I am now. And as for Sunday dinner, yeah, I'm getting together with the family Sunday, and my two sisters and everybody else involved in it, nephews, nieces, stuff like that. Joe?
KE4ZYQ in the group. Well, I'm going to be staying home doing the usual. It'll be another day. And don't have any family other than one in Florida. I think he's still living there. Hadn't talked to him in a while because he don't return calls, but that's okay. But, yeah, just I'm like you, Rick. Don't feel bad. I'm, popping out of the freezer into the microwave or oven and cook it up. I think I'm going to have, speaking of food, I think I'm going to have a pizza I've been putting off. I got a DiGiorno Supreme. I think I'm going to pop that in the oven for my Sunday meal, a good couple pieces of Supreme pizza. And I have about three meals out of one pizza, so that works out pretty good. I like that. Saves on messes and cooking in different pans and pots and stuff. Over to you, Rick.
to wander into Kegel Harbor the other day and to get something, and there's a Buscemi's at a little party store that has Buscemi's pizza there. So once I found out about it, I've been wandering in there grabbing a couple of pieces of Buscemi's deep dish meat lover's pizza. Man, is that something good. But I can't make it out of the parking lot. I told him, I said, okay, to eat right here in the parking lot, because I know I'll have to have one of them right away. Oh, yeah, no problem. They give them. Oh, yeah, no problem. But in the car, I usually end up with more on me than in me. K-A-W-O-K, David.
Tell me that, Professor.
Well, if you had any idea how much of my donut lands on my shirt while I drive to work every morning. Go ahead, Joe.
WNFSM.
Yeah, station in there. Go ahead and pass it back over to KE4ZYQ. Go ahead.
Yeah, I need you guys to take a break. We got to do some repeater work.
Alrighty.
Okay, no problem.
I want to try David the usual morning repeater. Is that one out of service? KE4ZYQ.
The morning Detroit repeater. Catch you later, guys.
KADA, I'm clear.
KE4ZYQ, QSY, clear frequency.
Alright, Damsel, can you hear me?
Got a call?
Damsel, you got me on UHF one? No, hold on, let me check the polarity. Alright, what about now? Now, key up again.
And it'll be testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 6.
Alright, I got you that time. Let me check audio levels.
Alrighty. Probably should have Jeff say something to you too, because I'm on a high quality Bofang. Not that it really matters, I guess. Audio is audio.
Somebody was looking for a call sign, M0NE.
I know, right? M0NE. Alright, let's boot. Oh, I had it set. Boost was turned on. Alright, boost is turned on. Let's see what Mikey sounds like now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Bofang from Dansville to, I don't know, wherever you look nowadays. Mount something. Grand something? Grand Blank? Need more?
Grand Blank. Alright, it wants... Why did I have this done? Okay, I guess I said that. Yeah, let's try this again. 2. And we'll set it to 550. Enter. And we'll write that value. Alright, let me restart your side. I don't think it picked up the one change I made. 1 second. Alright, let's see what we hear now.
Alrighty, this is N8OBU on UHF.
Alright, now you sound like you. What about my Ho?
N0NE, test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, N0NE.
I'm going to give it a little more towards the network. How am I going back to you guys?
I think it sounds right. Mike said he can always fine-tune it in the controller, too, if he has to later.
Alright, I'm watching the DBM level now, so go ahead and get into it and see if it clips coming towards me.
Coming towards you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Squirt. Ooh, you peaked at -7, but you didn't clip. Oh, I might even turn it up just a little more. That's how I'm feeling right now. Let's do this. Let's go this value. Write it, and let's see if you can peek. I want to get to where I can peek you, man. Yeah, peek that, Daddy. Clip that.
Well, what the ATF going to sound like coming back that way, though? With a 5.
Oh, minus 2, minus 4 average. I'll take that. You didn't clip at all. I don't know. You want to fire up some HF and we'll see how that sounds now?
Yep, going in to do that as we speak. I have to select an antenna inside the house. I can't just turn it on because I turn them off because of the storms. All my HF stuff unhooks itself automatically every night at midnight. Guess I need to grab a Motorola. Apparently it's not taking my both phone tones.
I'm at 7.210 right now on the lower sideband.
Okay, Charlie Quebec, calling. ECU for the Michigan Eastern Party at 7.5.
Confused.
Because I was looking, the URI was keying up the port, but it wasn't going up over the HF, because, like, I could hear HF and squelch, like it wasn't keying the HF up, if that makes sense.
Kilo Echo 8, Juliet, November Hotel, you're right at my noise
inflection.
Heavy at 4444 Northeast Ohio, near Akron. W3, thanks for activating.
W test 1 2 3 4 5.
Whiskey number 8, Foxtrot, Sugar Mike.
Whiskey number 8, Foxtrot, Sugar Mike.
You're about a 5'8", 5'8", into Michigan. Good luck. Okay, that was Whiskey 3, Victor Papa Juliet in some parks, Community Estate Park in Pennsylvania.
Okay, you're on about 12 watts.
Well, that tells me it works. I hooked up my house repeater here because I was trying to test something. So I'm on the house repeater.
Well, sounds like it's all working. Thanks. Come again. What's next?
I'm going to go tinkle and then maybe go find some CQ Michigan Gusto party till Michelle gets home. She wants me to drive her to the Fenton. She's not feeling well.
Okay. We're going to play with the DMR portable. Get that ready to go.
All right, I'm going to go upstairs and tinkle, and I'll be back down. WFSO.
Did you put the network back together so them guys don't get sore-assed over?
Well, they're probably sore-assed. I didn't take it apart. I just told them, hey, give us, we're trying to do something. They went somewhere and did somewhere.
All right, keep it up, Sylvia. Thanks.
Thank you, come again, WFSO.
Error 202.
Can you hear me now?
W8FU.
Station on the frequency, could you reply, please?
TSA DDP monitoring. TSA DSC monitoring. TSA DSC system check. TSA DDP system check.
KFA DVT, this is NAWRO, Richmond.
KFA DFT, read you loud and clear. First time on the air, thanks. I appreciate the radio check.
No problem. Welcome to Ham Radio. Just wanted to make a note, your audio is a little low, so whatever you can do to improve that might help your contacts. NAWRO, Richmond, after yours.
Copy that. Thank you very much for the feedback. I'm just using an HD right now. Just trying to get the feel for things. It's all new to me. I do appreciate the feedback. That's more than helpful. Thank you so much. KFA, DMP.
NAWRO.
All right, Howie test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, that's about the 11th time in the past 5 minutes you keyed up the repeater. So somebody needs to tell you that your radio is working. NATVE.
I'm
somebody make it National Kerchunk Day and nobody told me about it? Yeah, they do it.
W-A-E-A-P.
EA3KSF.
Quiet. Going by Captain Don's house by accident. Oh, there he is. His car, his truck's in the driveway. KF8S, W8EAP. KF8, DRC, W8EAP.
W8EAP, KF8, DRC, go ahead.
Welcome to West Bloomfield.